Welcome to the Movie Bin!
Season 6!
That's right. We want to give a quick disclaimer on this season. If you're used to our season 1 podcast.
Yeah, even season 5.
Yeah.
Fun summer movies. This
fun,
is not
happy,
that.
Fun, happy, light. No, we're doing scary movies. And so
spooky
with that
season
comes, we talk about murders and
witches.
Witches and other adult-themed
things. Adult-themed?
Not like that.
Wow.
Well, you'll have to listen and find out. All right, anyway, maybe don't listen with your kids this time.
Put the kids to bed.
All right, here we go.
Is this Halloween is what we're doing?
Yep.
Yes, this is great. Super spooky.
Super spooky. The Monster Mash.
You have to play Monster Mash. Monster
Ryan and I were making, we didn't make a Halloween playlist, but we needed one, and it was very disappointing.
I'd like
the
to
songs.
Point out, there are not very
there,
many Halloween
no,
songs.
No, there's... No. Monster Mash.
Yeah.
And Adam's Family theme
yep.
song.
There's also a Werewolf in London, which is not even a Halloween song. That's not even.
Nope. And
Colin,
then.
Can you sing a few bars? And Thriller.
And Thriller. Sing a few bars of what?
Thriller's Werewolf considered a Halloween.
That was the first time I'd heard that song when you played it.
Are you kidding me?
No. I told you I thought you were playing the Werewolf song from 30 Rock where it was boys becoming men becoming wolves.
Wolves becoming.
Werewolf bar mitzvah.
That's
spooky scary.
Welcome to the Movie Bin! Season 6.
Ooh.
Episode 4.
Our spookiest season yet.
Is it our spookiest season?
We've never
done.
What do
you feel like the feedback?
A spooky season
thought?
So far.
Have you heard good feedback, Colleen? Mixed reviews? I choose not
Ryan,
to read the reviews.
The reviews have been just the best. Through
off
the roof.
Charts?
Off
the
charts.
The numbers are.
The numbers don't lie.
They don't lie. There has been a few requests, though. They said, I've heard you've had these few guests on. Is there any way you could get blank?
Right. And we have that guest
and
here
today.
And
we have
today.
That guest here
yeah,
today.
The,
I am blank.
You are blank.
I am blank.
Mystery.
Ooh, mystery guest.
Yeah.
Would you like to... Wait, hold on. Don't. Wait.
Should you have
don't.
21 questions? To figure out who I am?
I don't feel like people want to listen to that.
We don't have time for that.
They're definitely going to fast forward that.
But we should... Should we do the intro and then he reveals himself that way? Like, welcome to the movement. I'm Ryan.
Yeah.
And this is...
Blank.
Yeah.
So you want to just start from there. Welcome to the Movie Bin. My name's Ryan.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. It's not as good when it's one syllable.
And I'm
Paul.
Do you have a different name?
Paolo Ryan Chabai.
Paola. Is your middle name Ryan?
Yeah.
Wow.
This
See?
Is the first I've ever heard.
We're connected. Well, it's
Are
on Facebook.
Familiar?
Yeah.
Paul Ryan Chabai?
That's been my name on Facebook since like 2010.
Why are you on Facebook at all?
I'm not. Well, yeah.
Just there. You're there.
Are you too
just
good
to share
for the Facebook?
Like,
yeah.
Well,
okay.
You know, wait, Paul, you're too good for Facebook?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, Zuckerberg, just not a fan.
Paul, wow.
We are definitely getting flagged.
He's an avid listener.
You,
yeah. So you,
you think the streams were low on the previous seasons? Wait till Zuckerberg gets a hold of this one.
Anytime I listen to NPR in the morning, and they're always like, anytime they have anything.
Flex on you right there.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
You know,
okay.
I was catching up on NPR.
Okay.
I finished my New York Times.
And
he, then
like,
I
they've been reporting
NPR.
All this stuff on Facebook, and they always, at the beginning, they're like, Facebook is a sponsor of ours. And then they dive into something super negative about Facebook.
We thought we know that Facebook is a sponsor of NPR, and they're killing everybody.
They are ruining children's lives.
It's true. It's true. Well, welcome to season 4. No, season
6.
Wow.
Third time's
season
the charm.
Season 6, episode 4.
That's right.
Those are the numbers I was trying to say. And we've been having a spooky season. I feel
we
like
have.
This is our final episode of season 4.
It is.
We went with our spookiest.
Yes.
It's been pretty scary thus far, I have to be honest.
Paul, do you listen? Is the thing?
Yes. Colleen, I need you to back me up on this
okay.
because can
okay.
we talk about
not a
yes, hold on.
How
I have
invested
some,
I am?
Yeah, this is some, you are actually invested.
Yes.
Because Paul was the first person to sponsor us, Ryan.
Oh.
So I don't know, a long time ago we said, if you'd like to sponsor us, Cash App me $5. And literally that week I got I actually wasn't Cash App, it was like
Apple Pay. Yep.
Paul Apple paid us $5.
You say us like I saw some of this money.
Well, Ryan, I guess it's a personal investment. I believe I brought us
sodas
one day.
I feel like we need a new treasurer of the Movie Pin.
I got a cool sticker. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
We have stickers.
Yeah, I paid for those stickers.
Are we doing like an investor relations
thing? Are we getting into
thing?
Who paid for what now?
I mean, I had the ledger, so I've been...
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Paul, if you want to continue to sponsor us, well, thanks to our sponsor, Paul Ryan Chabai.
Yes, that's just the one.
By the way, I guess we can talk about it because Paul posted on the internet, but Paul's going to be a dad.
Oh, I am. It's, yeah.
Paul.
Speaking of scary things,
yeah.
I'm horrified.
Terrified. Being a parent, being responsible for another human life, it's exhausting.
Yeah, I can barely take care of myself on a daily basis, let alone someone else.
Thing you'll ever do. Yeah. What age were you when you started watching scary movies? Like, what did your parents let you watch?
My parents never let me watch scary movies.
Yeah, I don't think parents ever endorse it. It's kind of like, when did you start sneaking out?
When did you start sneaking?
I was homeschooled. Scary movies. So
that makes sense.
I think I remember The Grudge was one of my first movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
The girl with the hair over the
face.
Yeah,
I got so scared my legs went numb in the movie theater. I just still remember it to this day.
Your legs went numb.
Yeah, I literally lost feeling in my legs.
This is great. Was that your first, like, I think The Ring was the first, like, scary movie that I saw. Yeah. And I was terrified of answering the phone for months after.
And anytime a TV was, like,
anytime the static, done. I still have, I think, nightmares
about. I saw The Ring in college. I'm trying to think of the first scary movie. I didn't love them. So I have not seen a lot of the classic scary movies.
That is fair. Based on our past season, anytime there's been a remotely scary movie, you have not seen it.
But I think I saw, I remember parts of Hellraiser?
That's not a scary movie. Isn't that like a superhero?
Like an action, isn't that like an action?
I don't think y'all thinking of the same movie.
He's like a big red guy?
Is that Hellboy?
Hellboy.
I'm 100% thinking of Hellboy.
I think we were both thinking
someone has a very similar movie memory than Colleen does. I'm pretty sure it's pretty warm. No, Colleen, that is not.
Shut up.
What?
All right, so your first one was Hellboy.
And it was it was in fifth grade. And I think we only watched it for a few minutes, but it's like a guy who went into a television set and... Hellraiser.
I think that's Poltergeist.
Yeah, Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. There was one where his guy had like a white face and he had pins coming out of it.
I
think that was Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah, Hellboy. Yeah.
That's Hellboy.
It's definitely Hellboy. Well, we're not watching Hellboy or Hellraiser. Colleen, tell them what we're watching today. In honor of this season.
Yes.
I think we had to watch this movie.
Yes. The classic Halloween.
Halloween! Mm.
Which I haven't seen in a very long time. I actually am very rusty on the details of this, but.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Halloween.
So Paul's definitely never seen it.
I think I might have like seen it on like TBS for a moment, but it was
like you're homesick from school.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just, like,
I'll just keep a couple
minutes in between naps.
Yeah. Paul and I can kind of fill in the gaps for you.
This is great. I want to hear from you guys. What do you think the movie Halloween is about? Tell me who's in it.
Yeah.
Just some major plot points that you think we should expect.
I do know. I did some research. It stars Mike Myers.
Okay. Well, that was
you shouldn't have done any research.
No, the same guy from Austin Powers.
Okay.
It's the same guy. Shrek.
Yeah.
Shrek's voice. It's the same guy.
He wears a mask.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a mask involved.
I know Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Is that right?
No, that's Alien.
That's Sigourney.
This is the most misinformation.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis not in Halloween?
Hold on, I'm looking.
I think she's like. Here's what I think I know based off of just like pop culture is that Mike Myers is the bad guy.
Okay.
Mike Myers.
Yeah.
He has a knife.
Okay.
And I think he's
basically... He does have a knife. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. Good job.
Okay. And I think she is like his mom or like sister, like a relative or something like that.
Yeah.
And he died and he came back from the dead and he's coming to... Maybe his mom accidentally killed him.
So
wait. His mom accidentally killed Mike.
Mike Myers. And he came back from the dead and now he's here to exact revenge on his family.
Does he only come back on Halloween?
Yeah,
that's the first time he comes back?
I think he decides at Halloween. It just lines up with his calendar.
Okay.
And so he's, that's a pretty good day. I'll come back on Halloween.
Okay. So is he a ghost?
Yeah.
a ghost with a knife and a mask? I feel like if you're a ghost, you really don't need a mask.
Well, you've seen Casper. Like, when they clothes stick to ghosts, like when they put on, right? Can they dress up?
Can ghosts dress up? That's a good question.
I will Google that later.
So, going back to the Facebook conversation, as soon as Colleen texted me the word Halloween, Facebook started throwing ads to me about, I think there's a new
Halloween movie.
But it had some details about the past. It's like,
So Jamie Lee Curtis.
No. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis is back.
The thing about it is, Colleen, people don't respect the podcast.
No, they tell them rules to come in, and they just literally.
Said, okay, what I'm going to do?
I can't help
smarter.
That the algorithm got me. I cannot help it. I tried to stay away from it. They fed me information. So.
Once again, Facebook is a sponsor.
That's literally what you just said, and the fact that it's Mike Myers and he has a knife.
And that's it. Well, I think I'm right. And I'm not excited to watch this movie, even a little bit.
You're
going to
love this.
I don't believe you at all.
Okay.
Well, I didn't love The Shining.
I thought you liked The Shining.
It was fine, but I'm not going to watch it again.
Right.
I would much rather watch movies like Scream, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, than Halloween. I feel like...
Can I ask a question, though?
A little... What?
The things... that are scary now
yeah.
are different than what were scary in the past. I think that's why, like, I don't like to watch old, like,
you mean
Halloween
like
movies.
COVID?
I feel like, yeah, let's see a real scary movie about, like, a pandemic.
Yeah, I think we're doing great. We're seeing things like COVID and Facebook. Yeah. So that means no one is ever going to hear this podcast. Yeah. They are going to suppress
that.
That
is true.
Yeah,
that is true. We need to edit all
not
of this
Not moving
out.
Out of my parents' house. That's, like, that's the next horror movie we're going to
watch.
Sorry,
no, what do you mean? Like, what are you thinking
is more?
I think
people were a lot tougher like in the 60s and 70s, and they could take a lot more. I feel like those movies were, like,
you
way
think we've
scarier.
Eased off
no,
the,
I think the opposite. I think the things in the past are less scary. And then you have the scary movies that are coming out now that's apparently super gory and crazy and, like, horrify people. I think, like, watching old Halloween movies feels like, I don't know, I mean, it's a guy with a mask running around.
Like Freddy Krueger? I've still never seen that, though.
Yeah, but
I've seen one of the Saw movies. Didn't love it.
Yeah, but Saw, I feel like, was more recent. But, like, you go back to all these old ones, and
but
it's like...
But are they less scary because they're cheesy now?
Maybe,
like,
that's it.
Because I remember... Rhino is my favorite. I've seen a lot of scary movies, but, like, Children of the Corn back in the day,
oh, yes,
terrifying.
Gosh.
But now you watch it and you're kind of like, this is, like, ridiculous.
But then you have something like Midsommar now.
Oh,
where
my
it's
gosh,
like,
which is like.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard that it's like, it's unsettling.
This is a lot of, like, I haven't seen this, but I hear it's
but,
super scary.
What I
rumor
read on
has it.
Facebook tells me that Midsommar is terrifying.
It is. Stop saying Facebook.
Can we bleep that out?
No. Please
make sure. Make sure. Who? I don't know who our audio engineer is anymore. But there's so many people running around. There's a line basically.
Many people want to mix this podcast. Yeah. It's hard to decide.
Maybe more people want to mix it than host it. But we're gonna go watch Halloween.
Yes,
now.
We are.
I'm not gonna like it.
Ooh.
But hope
I'm
you
excited.
Do. And we'll see you on the other side of it.
Hopefully.
Oh, and we're back.
Wow. A lot of murder.
Not as much murder as I was thinking there was going to be.
Sorry, what were you expecting? There was a lot of murder.
There was quite a bit of murder.
We watched Scream recently, and that had, I feel like that had way more murder.
I would
say
equal.
And way more blood than Halloween.
More blood, yes. Equal murder.
There's like four murders. It's a very kind of like low-scale murder movie.
How many murders did you think there were in Scream?
I don't know. 20?
No, you are...
20 murders.
We're going to do a fact check on all of this.
I'll have to look it up.
Fact
but I thought
false.
There was only like three, like what, two or three girls and one boyfriend? Two boyfriends maybe?
You know, I didn't do a murder count. Well,
It felt small.
It didn't
based
feel,
off of
it
what
didn't
I,
feel small to me while I was watching. I felt like, oh no, there goes another one.
Oh. Well, it was like the same three friends and Jamie Lee Curtis made it and nobody killed a kid. It was fine.
But a kid killed someone.
Anyway, let's talk about it.
Well,
Halloween.
You guys, first time seeing it. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I was not close.
No.
He is not a ghost.
He was not a ghost, but you had the mask, right? And the knife.
Those are things I knew from a picture, so that is... I was using context clues.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, definitely in this movie.
She is in this movie.
Yeah,
she's very
movie.
Young. She's like a teenager, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I mean, she played a teenager.
She did do both of those, correct?
Babysitter, teenager.
Babysitter's Club. Not a bad movie. Babysitter's Club.
Oh, I was like, don't give us the review
yet. I only say that because Rachel Lee Cook was my childhood crush.
Oh, there it is.
And she was in that movie.
That's true. Paul, who was your childhood crush?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Sally Field?
No, Pink Power Ranger, for sure.
Ooh.
Kimberly.
Couldn't tell you her real name.
Kelly, no.
No, I have no idea. Just Kimberly.
Pink Power Ranger.
No,
I totally agree. She was a looker when I was in fifth grade.
I had glasses when I was young, so I was hoping the blue ranger would get with her. But
no.
Never.
Billy? Brian?
Brian. The red Power Ranger was Jason, and I had a crush on him.
Wow.
But they had green and then white and the
Tommy
black.
Tommy was
you
green.
You sound like a big kind of Tommy kind of girl. Like you were into the green ranger.
And
then when he turned into the white ranger. This is what people came for.
This we really gone off the rails.
Halloween, though, right?
Yes.
How about it? Apparently, it's a classic, Colleen.
Yeah, apparently.
I did some research. It is a classic. John Carpenter.
Yes.
Who I guess is like, he's pretty well known for horror.
Now.
He's a beast, by the way.
He's a beast? Like a large human?
No, like, did you do the research on like what the actual production of this movie?
Well, I feel like you're kind of like accusatory in that tone.
He's like, did you even do your homework?
So, first of
Wait, hold on.
He did the score in 3 days.
Like, I did hear that.
That's why. He wrote the script in 10
days. It's pretty
days,
simple.
And the entire production was only 20 days. Efficiency. They didn't have enough nighttime.
They had a very small budget. We'll get into the plot,
though.
Ryan, tell us the plot.
Well, Colleen, Jamie Lee Curtis is a babysitter.
That's right, she is.
And she has a couple friends. And they live.
I can do the summary for you, Ryan. It is everyone trying to have sex and then getting murdered in the process.
Yeah, they were too distracted.
That's the getting whole it on. Of the movie.
Way too many hormones to realize there was a murderer in their room. Pretty much. Michael Myers kills his sister as a child. That was probably the most terrifying part of the whole movie.
That was a tough hang.
That was a little bit, yeah.
And then he goes to an asylum / jail institute. He was locked up for a bit. And his psychiatrist, doctor, whoever was working with him, he escapes.
Yes.
Well, not the doctor, but Michael Myers escapes.
Right.
And the doctor is going to, he's on the hunt for him.
Yeah, so he escapes to hunt him. So that also works.
No, the doctor's already out. Michael Myers escaped, though.
Yes.
And he goes to, for some reason, chooses this small town in Indiana. And he gets his eyes on a few young babysitter ladies and decides, I'm going to kill these women.
That's true.
And their boyfriends, pretty much.
Yes.
And he keeps trying it. He tries his darndest to kill Jamie Lee Curtis, and he just can't do it.
She's too strong.
Yeah.
Pokes him in the face with a coat hanger.
That was painful.
And a sewing needle. She's resourceful.
John Carpenter, great.
Jamie Lee Curtis, way better.
Wow.
She stabbed that man with a coat hanger in the eyeball through the mask, which was very impressive.
Yeah.
And then he got shot, and then they look over the balcony, and dun-dun-dun. Michael Myers is gone.
He's gone.
And the movie's over.
Which leaves room for 45 sequels.
Unbelievably.
Who knew?
There are so many Halloween movies.
There are a lot. When I was watching it, I was like, is this the one I've seen? Or have I seen others? And I honestly don't know, even at the end of it.
There are 11 Halloween movies.
Yeah.
With two more on the way. In fact, I think one just came out now.
I've seen people
So I guess there's one additional one coming. Halloween Ends.
But that's not like... Is that like an official one, though?
All right. Well, here's the thing, Colleen. I did a deep dive into the Halloween cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm.
And Halloween 1, it's part of all the different storylines.
Yes.
Except for the ones that came when Rob Zombie kind of rebooted it in the late 90s.
It was a totally different storyline when Rob Zombie did it?
Rob Zombie did a similar storyline as the very first one. So it was kind of like a remake.
Gotcha.
And then he did a follow-up to that. And those two movies kind of stand alone on themselves. But then there's Halloween 1 and then Halloween 2. And then Halloween 3 is way off the charts. It's about, like, a man who creates scary masks that kill kids.
Okay. Well,
not related at all.
The masks kill kids?
And then, convince the kids. I don't know. Didn't watch it. Read a real one-sentence summary and didn't seem like it was for me. Then there's, like, Halloween 4, Halloween 5. Jamie Lee Curtis is only in, like, two of them.
But those are the only actual, like, real ones, yeah?
But people who are big Halloween fans always see that the first one and potentially the second one are like the true Halloween movies, and everything else is jump the shark after that.
Okay.
Then they came back and with H2O, Halloween H20. I don't know how you're supposed to say that.
I think Halloween
H2O. See? We can't even agree here. I don't think it's in water. Should have been.
Yeah.
Should have been.
I'm sure it's a play on words. He probably comes up from
it
the
water. It was 20 years
in
later.
Some part.
From the original movie, and they came out with it, and it was so they consider H2O to be like a follow up to the original Halloween.
Got it.
All that said, the three most recent ones, so the one that came out 2 years ago, the one that came out this year, and the one coming out next year, are all like sequential from the very first one. So it's kind of like them coming back to finish that storyline.
So basically, have to watch those now or no?
We're gonna have to. Okay. So basically, the one that came out 2 years ago. Picks
right
up
this.
Where the first Halloween left off with, like, Michael Myers having been in jail for however long that is, 35 years.
Okay.
At any rate, that's Halloween. There's a lot of movies. I'm not sure I'm going to watch many of them, though.
No.
I don't think they're for me, Colleen.
Was this your least favorite of all the ones we've watched? I don't know, is that too soon to ask?
No, I've watched, all four, probably.
Okay.
I didn't mind it. I actually thought it was going to be way worse. I think I had built up Michael Myers in my head to be this, like...
Really, really scary?
Yeah. I feel like Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, and Jason are all these guys that I've never enjoyed seeing, never seen any of their movies.
Yeah.
And haven't ever had the desire to, because I feel like, that looks a little too much for me.
And
Michael Myers was fine. A little spooky, kind of a stalkerish guy.
I do wonder.
You've got mail, Colleen.
I'm sorry.
He is basically Meg Ryan.
He is Meg. You didn't even go Tom Hanks. Meg Ryan.
Why would he be Tom Hanks? No, Jamie Lee Curtis, Tom Hanks.
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan is Michael Myers. She stalks Tom Hanks. This is true.
I see what you're saying.
And then she almost got hit by a car. He looks and sees her across the street, and then she's gone when the car drives away.
I think that's the title of this episode.
Michael Myers is basically Meg Ryan. Ryan. Yeah, it's true. I'm not wrong. Look it up. It's very similar. Okay. What about you, Paul? This was your first time seeing it?
Yeah, it was my first time. It kind of reinforced what I was thinking earlier, where older scary movies just don't have the fear factor. Yeah.
So you weren't super scared watching it?
No, I mean, it was. I feel like old-time horror is more like modern suspense, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like this movie did a good job of creating suspense and developing characters, but it didn't really... I wasn't, like, scared. There wasn't even that many jump scares.
I didn't think there was very many either.
It was like, kinda like, it was like this guy just walking around murdering people, and I was like, hey, this kind of sucks for that town, but...
yeah.
You know, it's like impending doom constantly, which is... It's scary, but I didn't
But
feel...
not even that many people are in the loop that someone's... Like, it's like... Pretty much, what, Jamie Lee Curtis alone is the only person, and the doctor are the only people who actually know something's happening in their town. Yeah. Everybody else is oblivious.
Yeah.
They're too busy having sex and getting stabbed.
That's when exactly he was in the car in the daylight, that freaked me out the most.
Oh, when he drove by in the
car? Yeah, like if I was a little kid, I'm like, oh, great, cool.
That's terrifying.
There he is.
Yeah,
there
that's
he goes.
Horrifying. But that, they didn't even really hit that. In the
no,
movie.
They did not. No. And when he's standing behind, like, the laundry, that was probably, like, that was pretty a scary scene.
Yeah, for sure.
But he just always knew where to be. But
he did,
and just stare at Jamie Lee Curtis, not kill her, just stare for a long time.
Yeah,
I don't know what, Colleen, what would you do if you
oh boy,
were just driving around and only you ever saw this person?
Yeah,
this man in a mechanic suit and a William Shatner mask.
What would I do?
What would you do? I mean,
if like realistically,
the only person that's seeing it is you, though.
And also, if nothing has happened yet, I'm probably just like, man, that guy's a creep.
She also has friends like you, Ryan, that would be like, all right, Colleen.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
100%. Yeah, I would not believe you at all.
You wouldn't. Or even if you did, everyone would be like, oh, he's probably just like.
Colleen, just be cool.
Yeah. So I honestly don't think I would say anything until I, like.
Until what? Who would have to die for you to care?
Anyone.
Anyone?
Yes.
What if it was accidental?
I'd still say something if it was an accidental death.
So if I got murdered, then you would say, oh, I should worry about that guy.
You're telling me if you legit saw a man driving around in a mask, you would, like, call the cops or tell some friends?
If I saw
would just be like, what a weird
if
dude.
If I saw... Are you kidding me? If you saw
a
man...
A mask?
If you saw a man in a suit and an emotionless mask who you've seen on multiple occasions...
Around Halloween,
different days, just staring at you, and you're like, that's probably fine.
No, no, no. You just changed it. You said staring at me. Before you said I just saw him driving by in a car.
No, I'm just saying. If you had seen this guy with a mask stalking you and you've
stalking
seen him multiple
me,
times.
Yes, I'm calling the cops and telling my friends. I thought you were saying I just saw him driving by
in
a
little,
car.
I was like, Colleen, are you serious? You're going to let this guy just, yeah, I'll see him a couple times and I'm probably fine with that.
No, if he's like looking at my house or I see him staring at me.
Well,
yes.
Colleen, do you have roommates? Because I think that also.
I don't have roommates.
Oh, wow. See, that's scary.
So, this
why
is sponsored
you, why
by.
Why are you saying that?
Colleen,
don't you have a back
roommate
patio
rental service? If you need a roommate,
house.
Colleen's looking.
That's talking. Yeah.
Must love dogs.
That's not true. No,
and you're
I
super
don't.
Sensitive to masked men.
Yeah, well, she's not that
super
sensitive.
Sensitive.
I mean, she's more if she saw someone driving by in Lake Park, not going to say anything. But if she sees him out her back window across the
street. You're just telling people where I live on here also.
Yeah.
It's really great.
24.
Why don't you tell everyone I don't have a roommate and then exactly where I live. You want to give my address?
You know,
my buyer's in Charlotte. Just like, okay, yeah, yeah.
When you say it that way.
My God.
If you do get a stalker, they're going to trace it back to this episode.
You said absolutely wrong. All right, can we go
I
on?
Said Lake Park is like a hypothetical.
That
place. Like a park with lakes in it.
That doesn't exist. All right.
It could be anywhere.
Can we talk about some fun facts, maybe?
She lives alone.
I'm going to kill you.
That's on me. That's on me.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
That's my fault.
My bad.
That's my fault.
Are you done with the summary?
Colleen, we're done with the summary. Okay. It was nearly titled The Babysitter Murders.
Okay, that's actually not true.
I knew it.
On the Movies That Made Us, that was a whole talking point.
Are you kidding?
Yes, where the... I think John Carpenter, is that his name? What's his name?
Yeah.
John Carpenter.
Yeah, he was saying...
They call him Wes Carpenter in Scream.
What?
Because Wes Craven made it.
I gotcha.
Anyway, go ahead.
He was saying that somehow was a rumor that got out, but he was like, that never happened. I don't know why people keep saying
really?
That. It was never called that. Yes, like that was a whole part. If you haven't watched The Movies That Made Us, there is a Halloween episode that's fantastic.
Let him finish our podcast
first. Well, I was just saying, we're going to give
you... And then don't fact check the two.
We're going to give you... the same information, if not better.
That's a good point.
And then a couple of things that probably aren't
that
true
That probably
at all.
Are not true, but we're going to say them confidently.
Yeah, very much so.
Like, what just happened there?
Okay.
I had an interesting tidbit about the tagline. that appeared on the
what is
the
what posters. Was it?
The trick is to stay alive.
Like trick or treat. That the trick is.
Yeah, that is the tagline.
The trick is to stay alive.
Similar to the predicament we've put Colleen in. Now that we've given her address.
Colleen, that is now.
And the fact that she lives alone.
I'm going to make sure we at least bleep that
out. In the show notes, we're just going to put a little Google map. Just a click.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Just drive by.
Click in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take where I leave my spare key also.
A little stone on the side of the door. That's where everyone puts it.
Her dog is not aggressive either.
No, he's sleeping right outside the door right now. He could care less.
Oh.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, let me tell you some of the things I loved about this movie.
Okay.
And very little that had to do with the movie itself.
That's great.
Mainly, the things I loved were how it was made, because it was very scrappy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really appreciated that. John Carpenter.
The whole budget?
The whole budget.
Three.
Okay, $300,000?
Yep.
I got that right?
You got $150,000
of it was gear rentals, though.
That's right.
Wow.
So John Carpenter got paid $10,000 to write, direct, and create the soundtrack.
Oh, my gosh.
Which he did in, like, a week, yeah. All of those yeah, things. Yeah.
For some reason, this is, like, overpaying for, we'll call it Adam Morrison. You get the analogy.
Yes.
Donald Pleasance was the guy who played the doctor.
Uh-huh.
He got paid the most to be in this movie. And
that's
was the
insane.
One, he was the one who wanted to be in it the least. He only wanted to do it because
he's famous at the time?
I guess he was like a stage actor and kind of a okay. British guy or something. But
kind of a British guy.
He's a Habsy British.
Yeah, not a full British.
Absolutely a British guy. Kind of somebody we didn't care about at all. That's what I'm trying to say. And he got paid $20,000, which I guess he barely wanted to even do it for that. Which we're like, okay, we could have found somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually thought it was
very much.
I thought it was the principal from Back to the Future at first, which I think they should have put him in it.
Mr. Feeney.
That's both.
It's different.
Got it.
Different.
Got it. Different principle. Wait, Colleen, can you confirm that Jamie Lee Curtis bought her own wardrobe? Is that true?
That was true.
Okay, so yes. That actually happened. Was
actually
it JCPenney?
I don't know that.
Okay.
It says JCPenney in my notes.
Oh, yeah. Your first note was also a little bit off.
All right, how about this? Did the guy who played Michael Myers get paid $25 a day?
Yes. He's like
Why
a random.
Why am I asking you?
Because I watched the whole thing on it today and you did not.
Wasn't it like a ton of different people though?
Well,
they said, like, the hand was different, and then the face was different.
The guy who played
guy.
The, like, the wandering around, like, for the most part, the full-body walking
it.
Guy, he's the one who developed, like, the little Michael Myers head tilt, which became, like, a famous signature piece. But it was because when he stabbed that boyfriend against the wall, John Carpenter told him to look at him like he was a dead butterfly.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. I was literally just like, how would I look at a dead butterfly?
Maybe I'd tilt my head. Huh. Anyway.
I would.
But he ended up being the director of two of Paul's favorite movies, from what I understand, Major Payne and Dennis the Menace.
That's right. Oh.
You talk
Paul
about those all the time.
I do love Major Payne. Always talking about Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace, yeah. Wasn't there a hot meatball in that one?
A hot meatball? Wow.
Yeah, I think there was.
I don't remember.
I think
you're
right.
Like that, Colleen. Like, it gets in somebody's forehead.
Yeah.
The neighbor. Angry neighbor, yes.
Yeah, Mr. Wilson.
There you go, Mr. Wilson. Thank you.
And Christopher Lloyd's in it as, like, the hobo.
Yes, and he gets a really hot meatball.
I had to sneeze.
You're not supposed to sneeze on podcasts. I'm going to delete this.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
We're going to...
You're just sneezing in here. We're going to close
the
room.
It's off at the middle.
Depends on who you ask.
We're on the up and up, guys.
The stats are in our favor. We've come a long way. If you listen to last summer, we are in the thick of it, and we have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's true.
You should go back and listen to this. It's a little time capsule for you.
That's great.
All right. What other facts you got over there, Polly?
They used a different camera rig. A new camera rig. It's called the Panaglide. That apparently was very, very... That's how they did. Did you notice the opening scene was like a smooth, continuous shot that was like a minute long? I really love that. And they used...
Through the mask?
And they used some, like, new gear, and I liked that they were kind of
experimental. That was the budget.
Yeah, that was most
that
of the budget.
$150,000 on the new gear.
They definitely, like, spent that early, and they were like, our star of the movie is going to buy her own clothes, and her killer is going to get paid $25 a day.
They did say everyone
We blew it all on Donald Pleasance and this Easy Glider.
Easy Glider. That's definitely what it's called. The Easy Glider.
Yeah,
that's right.
They did say everyone on set loved Jamie Lee Curtis. She would, like, help the crew guys carry gear, and, like, she was just like...
What a sweetheart.
She should have been paid a
lot. She's
like
the Keanu Jamie Lee Curtis fan.
What'd you say?
She's like the Keanu Reeves. Doesn't everyone love Keanu Reeves that works with him?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
I've
this.
Heard that. Yeah.
I mean, I love Keanu Reeves, but I didn't know everybody else did.
Yeah.
Speed?
Colleen,
wow.
I'd like to point out that this is our... since most people go back to this movie as the center of... the cinematic universe at large.
Yes.
Christmas with the Cranks. Jamie Lee Curtis also in that movie.
So good.
Yes.
You missed that episode, Paul,
oh,
where Kit said, when we were talking Ghostbusters, she said Dan Aykroyd. Oh, the guy from Christmas with the Cranks.
That was what she knew Dan Aykroyd.
Her
only reference for Dan Aykroyd.
Got it. Not SNL.
No.
That one. That was a great movie, though. I do love that one.
It was a good movie.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Ryan, I think you have a similar fact, but because they filmed this, we haven't talked about this, they didn't film this in the fall. They filmed it in the summer. And they could not find any pumpkins this time of year. And so they found these, like, South American gourds and spray-painted them orange.
So those weren't really
pumpkins. No, they were not pumpkins. Really? And they said they had three of them that they just put all the shots.
just constantly.
Yeah, just
three total
yes.
South American gourds.
Yep.
American? African?
South American.
Okay. I trust you. To that same point, did you know they filmed it in the middle of the summer, like you said, so there was no leaves.
Yep.
So they had to spray paint leaves brown, little bags of fake leaves, and throw them in the street, which when I went back and watched those scenes, I was like, oh, I believed it.
You're like, I didn't think twice.
I looked at the leaves and I assumed it was fall.
They did a good job with it. I feel like it was
very scrappy.
Time. Yeah.
They paid $1.98 for that screen for the original mask. Not the screen mask, but we talked about that too. How that was a cheap store mask.
Yep.
This was one of those same ones where they bought that, and then a clown mask was the other one.
Yeah, and the clown mask everyone didn't think was very scary. They said he walked out first in that, and everybody was like, and then he did the what was the character's name? I know it's William Shatner, but Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
He took that and he basically just widened the eye holes and then got rid of the eyebrows. So he just tweaked it and made it super creepy. And as soon as it came out, everybody was like, oh dear God.
That was terrifying.
Did you notice how everybody went cross-eyed when they died? I feel like that was a funny trope.
I did not notice that.
Really?
Every time they get sad, they're like, and they just, they're like,
do you think that's what happens when you die?
I don't think so. Based on CSI and stuff like that, maybe I feel like
that's what you reference for your murders?
Yeah, yeah.
CSI?
Last murder I saw was on CSI, so I feel like.
LL Cool J? Yeah. CSI? Ice Cube? Which one's he on?
No,
are you sure?
LL Cool J's not on anything.
Yeah. LL Cool J's definitely in something.
I think it's Ice Cube.
It's Ice Cube. Okay. Yeah. And
I think Ice-T's in one, too.
Yeah, but definitely not right.
I'm going to do some quick. You guys talk. I'm going to do some rapper research on CSIs.
All right, you let us know when you're done with that.
All right, I'm going to use the word symbolism here. I thought this was a really cool shot. Did you notice when the doctor, he had stopped at an intersection and saw there was a car that had crashed, and there was a body there kind of randomly. So that was one of the murders that nobody really talks about.
Yep.
But I think that whole scene, and again, I didn't even look at this.
This conclusion.
This is your English teacher would always talk about symbolism and reports and stuff like that. This is the only time this has ever occurred to me. But the train was so loud and so constant.
Uh-huh.
I was like, the train symbolizes Michael Myers. He's unstoppable.
It's constantly on its way, it's coming.
It's just like an impending doom. And I was like, hey, that what was the point of that scene? And then I was like, wait, this is
it's symbolism.
It's symbolism.
That's great.
You didn't
even look that up.
Wow,
yeah. Mrs. Royal, my teacher in high school, would have loved that.
Shout out to, what's her name?
Mrs. Royal.
Shout out to Mrs. Royal.
Wanda Royal.
Wow. Yes. You're supposed to use full names here. The door jumping behind you.
Oh,
she lives right next to Colleen.
Hello.
She lives right next to Colleen?
Yeah.
Come here, bud.
Google that up.
Come here.
All right, so Ice-T is in Law and Order. And Ice Cube is not in anything.
Oh, is that wrong?
Yeah.
And LL Cool J also not in anything?
I've got LL Cool J. Just clarifying those guys.
You were pretty sure about that one.
LL Cool J TV show. And let's see. He was in NCIS Los Angeles. So,
but episode?
He's in a lot of it. Since 2003. He's been in NCIS.
Can I say something else I loved?
Yes.
So when the doctor explained who the character Michael Myers was and why he was who he was, it was 40 minutes in to the movie. And I loved that. Because sometimes movies will be like, oh, yeah, this guy? Here, let me tell you about him.
Around a campfire.
But this one kind of created suspense. And I was like, okay, now all the things that just happened make sense. And it kind of pictured in the character versus I feel like horror movies are kind of lazy in that way where they just set it up and you're like, okay, well, I guess this is how it's going to happen.
I know everything.
It created suspense we didn't even know who the guy was.
Right.
Really, you know?
Which I appreciated. They say this is the birth of the slasher genre.
Really?
Which is, we watched another slasher movie. And Scream was the rebirth of the slasher movie. So we kind of saw both of these.
Was that Courtney Cox's Arquette.
You got it. Nailed it.
That's it. And yes to both.
No,
they're
no.
Both in there. They're both in there.
So they call Jamie Lee Curtis the original Scream Queen, Colleen.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I've never seen the show Scream Queens. Is it about that?
I also have not seen it. People love this podcast because of how very uninformed we are. We compare movies to shows we haven't seen, and we talk about rappers as if they're all in CIS Miami.
Well, based on your research, they basically were.
Ice Cube has nothing to do with any of those. Ice-T is in Law & Order.
Who
and
is Ice Cube?
LL Cool J is in NCIS, so we weren't right about any of it.
LL Cool J is in NCIS?
Yes.
Wow, where were you? We just, yes.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. All right. So there you go.
Well, all right.
So, very good. We have lots of information. People are just yelling at their computers.
You're welcome.
Listen to this on. What are these podcasts?
Maybe just listening with their AirPods, listening on their phone.
At this point, they're probably not listening.
In their car. That's true.
Like, yeah, we'll keep
if you're
going.
Still with us, thank you so much.
Thanks for hanging out for this season.
Yeah.
Colleen, three more facts.
Okay.
I got three facts left for you. One is for this one's for you, Mary Taylor. If you listen to this episode, did you know that Dennis Quaid was considered for a role in this movie?
Which role?
Bob the boyfriend, the one that gets stabbed against the wall.
Okay.
Really?
That would have been sad.
He was unable to perform the role due to prior work commitments. What?
Nothing.
That's what the syndicate said.
It just made me like a weird
the phrase
said
unable that. To perform, it led me to believe that
there were other reasons
was
he was not,
yeah.
not chosen for
Maybe
this
that's
movie.
That's why the girlfriend didn't really like him.
The role
unable
he
to
had.
Perform.
They cast somebody else.
If you have the inability to perform, contact your doctor.
This is fine.
Great.
This is a
that
good,
was for Mary.
A
Next.
Really good season. Additionally, Colleen, this is for you because I know you're a big Real Housewives fan.
That's not true.
Which city is your favorite?
She's an Orange County girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, look at her.
What about St. Augustine, Florida? I heard that one's a good one.
St. Augustine, Florida?
is that what?
Is that a season? Is St. Augustine?
No, I don't think. Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out.
Bravo.
Kyle from The Real Housewives is the little girl that they're babysitting.
I don't know.
Kyle Richards? I don't know.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
You know who Dennis Quaid is.
Yeah. Yes.
You know who Jamie Lee Curtis
is. You're on fact two, and
you
just said
Ice Cube
Kyle is the son of someone.
Okay. First off, her name is Kyle. It's a girl. It's a girl.
Samson, that was way off.
All right, let's go to fact
My last fact.
I hope this is better.
This is one of the most successful independent movies of all time, financially speaking, because it was made for $300,000, and it made $70 million.
I was going to do a drum roll. That's
Which
that's
is
a
an
good
increase
return.
Of 23,233%.
Wait, is that over the life?
No, that's just in theaters.
Oh, okay. Because I saw a number that it made over $300 million total.
Yeah, it's probably still raking
that's
in the cash
because
it's on all you know.
Yeah.
Halloween season.
Yeah, TBS.
Pretty smart to wrap around a holiday where they're going to want to show this over and over again.
That's right.
What if there was a Christmas movie?
Well, they tried
Christmas.
To do it later on with like New Year's Eve and Labor Day and all those different movies that came out.
Those
leap year.
Not good. Wait, was that actually one or is that just from 30 Rock?
I don't know. I think leap year is one. Is
it might be. I don't know. I can't remember.
Michael Myers in Boxing Day.
You love Michael Myers in Halloween? You'll love him in Arbor Day. Oh, that's all I've got, Colleen. Right. It was a good movie. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to. It has not really motivated me to watch more Halloween movies.
No.
And I definitely am not going to watch the Rob Zombie ones,
no.
but I might watch those three new ones.
I feel like I kind of want to see the new one that is like that just came out.
Is it Halloween Kills? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Halloween's.
I did appreciate
end.
It.
Halloween
it
ends.
Was like an hour and a half. I feel like the shorter movies, I'm so much more like when I see that a movie's like 3 hours when I'm going to watch it, I get so angry before
work.
I even. I mean, this is too much.
I remember going to see Lord of the Rings, Return of the King in theaters, fell asleep. Three times, woke up, and I didn't miss a whole lot.
You're like, yeah, no,
I'm
still
with
the storyline.
No, I got it. I have not watched that. I hope John Rush is listening to this. I have not watched any Lord of the Ring movie more than once. I would watch Halloween 10 times before I watch another Lord of the Ring movie.
That is a hot take.
Would you agree? Disagree?
Sorry.
I don't know.
Colleen. When you sneeze, please. You sneeze on me. You don't even cover your mouth. You're just.
You are such a
you
liar.
You turn your head and sneeze towards
us. Right
I'm
going to
do that. I'm going to do that next time. And people will get a real-time reaction of that.
Yeah, I like the length of the movie. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I think it was constant action, constant like.
But good suspense too.
Good suspense,
it felt
yeah.
like Jaws a little bit in the sense that it was like a storyline kind of, but. A kind of a monster killer that you don't see a ton, but when you do see him, it's like pretty intense.
Wow. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
So What do you think, Colleen?
Am I giving my rating?
Is that what you're saying? What would you say?
Oh, boy. Let me think.
This is the part, Paul, where you can think up a fun way of saying, I give that 5 out of 6 murders.
Or got it.
3 out of 3 babysitters.
Perfect.
1 out of 1 Donald Pleasances. This is great.
Okay. I'm ready.
You ready?
I had one more fact.
Is it a stupid house?
This is a great fact. Do you want to know the only reason Jamie Lee Curtis got this role?
Because she was a woman.
Boom, roasted.
Well, just kidding. They were looking for a woman. But did you know her mom was...
Oh, yes. This is a great fact.
Yes.
This is... See, I knew that you were going to like this.
This is good.
Her mom was the actress in Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho movie. And John Carpenter kind of just liked that connection and said, oh, you'll get this role.
If her mom can do it, she can do it. Which is...
And she was the only teenager who was actually a teenager. She was 19. They were all like 28.
Jamie Lee Curtis didn't look crazy old, but all the rest of them,
it looked like when you see Tim Riggins in Friday Night Lights, and you're like, you're a sophomore? No. You're 34 years old.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
I totally agree. All the people on the OC.
He's been a redshirt freshman for 16
years. Ryan from the OC is like legitimately 35. Yeah. I know. He's pretty old by the end of it.
I bet he is. Anyway, okay. All right, Colleen, what are you going to rate this
movie? I'm going to go 2 out of 3 South American gourds.
Ooh, that's a very good rating. 2 out of 3.
Yep.
So you'd recommend it to a friend? Most friends?
I think yes, just for the kind of like the history that it has within
But not because
movies.
It's super scary.
No.
I wasn't super scared by it.
I wasn't either.
All right. Polly, what are you going to give this?
I'm going to go 3 out of 5 hanger pokes to the eye.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was.
Great.
The only appreciation I think I had for the overall movie was the fact that it is a cult classic and it started a whole genre of film. But in and of itself, self-contained, looking at just this movie, it was fine. It was great. I'm glad it made Jamie Lee Curtis the actress she is. But I wasn't super entertained.
Oh, you know, there you go.
I enjoyed it as a slasher film, but it was okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm similar with you. I appreciate it for what it is and what it did to contribute to the at-large cinema, whatever, history.
Yes.
But I'm going to give it 1 out of 2 ghost costumes, one of which was Michael Myers. Not Bob, Michael Myers' ghost costume.
Okay.
When he puts the glasses on.
Yeah.
It's really clever.
That's good.
I killed this guy, but you know what I'm doing? I'm putting his costume and wear these glasses and I'm going to really freak out.
Maybe that's where your ghost tie-in came from your intro.
That's probably
it. Wasn't Casper. It was
basically a reverse inverse of that.
Yeah.
I'm alive and I'm pretend to be a ghost and then I'm going to kill you. This is great.
That was pretty good.
If you need any ideas for John Carpenter's next movies, you know where to look. Right here at the Movie Bin. Thank you for joining us for season 6. Colleen, we made it.
We did it.
What would you give, that's right. While he's still here, what would you give Paul's rating? Let's go and rate him.
Yeah, go ahead and rate the rest of our hosts, too. I need some...
Are we going interesting ratings in this, or do you want like a locked in?
We should go locked in. Something that will really... He'll feel.
Yeah. Need some constructive criticism.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're here for.
Let's go to... I'm going to go... 3 out of 10 not responded to texts.
Wow.
Ooh, that's fair.
That's pretty valid. Not good.
Not great.
Not good.
That's actually the number, too.
We thought Paul had left the country at one point because he wasn't responding to texts.
We didn't even think we were going to do this episode.
No,
We had backup plans. We're like, we cut it all together.
Yeah.
Or we redo it with
Coming
someone
into
else.
Today, Colleen, I thought there was a 10% chance we were recording this episode.
Hey, we made it, though.
So we did.
He's here.
He is here, and so all reliable. That's what we call Paul.
That's
all
now reliable. We do.
You know, Paul is like the Bill Murray of our friends.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, that's true. That's true.
Your wild card. Okay. Don't really know if you're going to show up to stuff,
but when you do, it's great.
It's magic.
You know what? I appreciate that.
So,
you say I'm the Billy Crystal? Is that right?
Yeah. Basically, Billy Crystal.
Okay.
It's fine.
Dan Aykroyd. You know, Christopher the Cranks.
Yeah, it's great. He was good in that.
Well, hope you enjoyed this season of the Movie Bin. We will be back. I'm going to go ahead and say it, Colleen.
I will say it too. We'll be back.
We are coming back.
Who knows when?
Maybe Christmas? Who knows with who?
Is that crazy? Ooh.
Christmas is not crazy.
It's crazy. We'll see. But thank you. We love you guys. Make sure you subscribe.
Rate, review. Send an email to, you know what? Just send it to Colleen's house.
Okay.
I gave you the address.
Send her.
Come by her house. We have some stickers for you. She would love to meet you.
11 p.m.
Thanks so much.
Halloween, wear a ghost costume. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye, everybody.
Spooky season.